Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Pacifica National Board's Audit Committee meeting. Today is May 24th, and the time is 8:38. Our Secretary Campbell Johnson will call the roll. And I think we have Arlene and LaVon when you're going through, Campbell.
Okay. Me is present.
Present.
Wesley Bethune.
I'm here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Lisa Davis.
Here.
Jane Gatewood. I thought I heard Jane before.
No, yes, it is, because I dropped off.
Okay, Jane's back. Seth Goldberg. Matthew Hallinan. Chandra Hoffman. Melinda Ely Don.
Ely Doan.
Okay.
LaVon. Arlene will join us shortly.
Okay.
Hello, LaVon.
Hi.
Hi, LaVon. Campbell Johnson's present. Dutch Merrick. Leslie Radford. Joe Wonsala. Donna Warren. Okay. One, two. I've got Nia.
Campbell, this is Nia Turner. I didn't hear you call my name.
Oh, Nia Turner. I'm sorry, Nia. Forgive me.
And this is Seth Goldberg. I'm now present.
Okay, and Seth is now present. Okay, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We have a quorum.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay.
Arlene.
Okay. All righty. We have Arlene, LaVon, and Tony Paul. I think Tony's in a tunnel.
There's reception through the tunnel.
Okay, great. For the listening audience, I will read the draft agenda that was sent out tonight. One is call meeting to order. Two, roll call. Three, approve agenda. Four, discuss with auditor and LaVon revenue discrepancies. Five is follow up on management letter. Six, discuss 990. Seven, determine next committee meeting date. Eight, review action items. And nine, it is hoped that we will adjourn by 10:30. I must apologize to our secretary that I did not include approved minutes, and I didn't do it because I didn't get a chance to take a look at them, and I didn't want to send them at this 11th hour and then ask people to approve them. So I do promise that the next meeting we will try to approve all. I just don't want you to think that your work went in vain, okay?
Okay.
So please accept my sincere apology for that. Are there any amendments to the agenda?
I have a point of information.
Yes.
This is Lisa. I mean, I might be a little bit behind, or maybe I missed something. But
ahead,
just
Lisa.
Briefly, what is 990?
This is a tax. You said it's your tax form for a not-for-profit organization. That's what a lot of people like to think of it as, right? Tony?
That's correct. The 990 is the tax information form that transmits the final and governance information to the IRS.
Correct.
Oh, okay. That's
okay. We want to add anything? Subtract anything?
Move approval.
Okay.
Second.
Is there any objection to approving the agenda? Okay, hearing none. Thank you very much. So let's go to LaVon and Tony. This agenda item is on there because when we were at the meeting in L.A., one of the directors brought up that there was a discrepancy between the revenue numbers, LaVon and Tony, and they wanted an explanation of that. Maybe LaVon could tell us what
What happened?
You know what? I will. Since you have Tony on the call, Tony, if you don't mind, I will bow to you on this. If you want me to, Tony.
He was in a tunnel.
I think he's in the tunnel.
Okay.
Yeah.
I went over this briefly in our finance committee meeting, and since I just saw the agenda, I don't have the sheet here. But basically, in the prior year, what had happened is that the way is that Tony?
Yes, it is. I'm sorry, I got dropped.
Okay.
Okay.
Nia was saying that in the PNB meeting, there was an assignment given to Nia and I to explain the difference, the huge drop in the revenue for WBAI, and to determine and to give a brief description or explanation for why that happened. So I see that Nia has invited both you and I to give an explanation of that, so she had asked me. So do you want me to start on this, Tony, or do you want to do that?
I think so, Beth. Unfortunately, I was not aware of that was going to be on the agenda, so I'm not in the position, I'm not in my office, don't have any of that current information in front of me.
Okay, I'll start. I'm looking for the sheet also because I just saw the agenda myself. But I did go over an explanation of this in the National Finance Committee. And basically, until I get the actual numbers here, I can tell you that in 2008,
I'm hearing some beeps.
Yeah, somebody must be dialing or something.
They're a little...
Hey, Dan.
They're a little Pacifica, I don't know.
Laverne, could you repeat what you just said? Because I got a bunch of beeps.
Oh, I didn't say anything. I couldn't say anything because of the beeps.
Okay.
So the only thing you heard were beeps.
That's all I heard.
Okay,
so now there's no beep, so let Laverne go.
Okay. Okay, so briefly, I went over this in the finance committee meeting. Like I said, I don't have my sheet in front of me, but I can go over what I briefly explained. And that is that in 2008, when we looked at the accounts received or pledges receivable, there was a certain method for looking at the pledges receivable and determining what is the value of those receivables and what is the expectation in terms of making those turning those receivables from balance sheet to cash. So that method of doing that, I think Tony can correct me if not, was kind of continued from the prior, because Tony and PMB were new in 2008. So that's whatever the methodology was, it was kind of continued from before. And so as the year unfolded last year, we saw that methodology was not close to reality. So what PNB did was looked at a different method for valuing the account, the pledges receivable, based more on reality and other accounting information or processes in terms of valuing receivables. So with WBAI, if like I said, I didn't see the agenda, so I don't have the sheet here. I'll try to look at it as I talk. But for WBAI, I think the pledges receivable were, here, I can, just a minute. The pledges receivable for the prior year for the ending 2008, which I'm trying to find, were, let's see, for 2009, the pledges receivable for BAI were $68,000, and for the prior year, it was $723,000. So that means at the end of 2008, the pledges receivable for WBAI were valued at $723,000. So over the year, if you looked at whether those receivables actually were paid, well, they were not. And there are various reasons for that, but the fact is that they were not, that when the audit was done in terms of looking at the audit trails and determining, you know, where the pledge to the actually deposit in the bank due to inefficiencies there at BAI, we were not able to, the audit was not able to prove hardly any of this. And then as a last saving measure for receivables, we found that on our MEMSIS report, there were installs. They were like install reserves. So they were that. So what we did, what Tony and the group did, is they looked at the reserves there to determine, you know, how much of that was actually revenue. And so we were able to look at all the stations except WBAI. Well, we looked at WBAI, but we were able to prove with all the stations that the installments were being processed. So this additional revenue was actually added. But at BAI, we found that we could not prove that the installments were actually being processed. And then we found out further that they had not been processed since April of 2009. So in May in 2009, they were no longer processed. So that's why your receivables never went from a receivable to cash. So therefore, the actual transaction that goes into our P&L or goes into the balance sheet is to reverse that. And the reversal of those pledges of $723,000 was a debit to revenue and I believe a credit to cash. I think that's the right one. So therefore, that's why the revenue went down for BAI. It was basically that the receivables were valued extraordinarily high based on prior process and based on the expectations. But as we looked at the receivables from the actual pledges and what were actually paid in terms of those receivables, like for certain stations, like with KPFK, it's like KPFK's pledges and receivables actually, you know, they brought them in. So therefore, you know, their revenue was increased a little bit because it was like pledges from even the prior year, 2007, were actually paid, or 2008 were actually paid in 2009. So that's why, and like I said, I don't have the actual sheet there that Selena had given to me, but that's why you have the huge drop in revenue at BAI, is because the pledges receivable were never actually realized.
Well, there was another issue with that, LaVon, because we also,
who's speaking?
This is Tony Paul speaking.
Oh, okay.
We were trying to get that information from New York, and they were not in a position to provide it to us. I mean, all the way up to the audit committee meeting, to the board meeting, actually, in D.C., we kept asking and asking for that information, and it wasn't forthcoming.
And the one that we found that we were actually able to look at toward the end, and that's why the audit was even later, because was these reserves, like the that are shown on the MEMSIS reports. We couldn't even prove any of that. Well, and it turned out that what it proved was that it wasn't being done. So, you know, and that's the magic, and really not even the magic, but the really good thing about an audit is that, you know, through this audit, we were able to reveal things that were seriously impacting both the balance sheet and the net income for the foundation. And one was with KPFA, there was a check that had not been deposited. And then with BAI, we see that, you know, the reserves, the installs had just stopped being processing. The lapsed members are not being processed each month. There's no direct mail. There's no, like, the EFT process. They are late in terms of getting the pledge cards into MEMSIS during the fund drive. Like, for example, we only have the pledges today through Thursday of last week. So, you know, it has concretely revealed what we knew all the time, but now we can actually put on a sheet and show that things are not being done, and then put action items as to when these will be done or how it can be done.
I had gotten dropped, and I had a little difficulty getting back in, actually, so I sort of missed most of what was said. Not that I want you to repeat it, LaVon, but I think I understand what Tony said about not getting the information. But if Campbell, you were the secretary.
It went a little bit. I was a little bit unclear on some of this also, and this is the part of, you mentioned something about the reserves in the Memphis report could not be proved, and then you mentioned something about the balance sheet and income statement, and I didn't get what that was.
That was just my little editorial that's the beauty of an audit, is that it reveals the deficiencies so that we can realize what concretely what we need to work on.
Hey. Just 1 second. So is Tony Pearl on the call? Did he come back?
Yes, he is. Yep.
So can you, what can I do here? What exactly, so the discrepancy in, what can we do going forward? How can we fix this? Should I wait to maybe get a report from you guys and for the next meeting, or what?
I think that's probably, I think that's the best issue. Yeah. I mean, this whole thing revolves, you know, about the revenue numbers not tying out, is due to the fact that the policies and procedures, that New York is not following the set policies and procedures of the organization. And that's causing issues in getting the, you know, any sort of information that's valid and usable. In fact, this is the thing that Levon and I were supposed to be meeting on in July, is to assess, looking at this year's audit, is the status of how things have progressed.
Okay. Well, in terms of, I hear somebody wanting to speak, but just please indulge me for a second, and then I'll take us tech, because rather than us going around and around, it sounds to me, from what little I gather here, is that we need to wait for a report. But is there any way this could be done before the end of this month? It shouldn't take that long, should it, to say exactly what happened between Tony and LeVarne? Should it?
Yeah. Yes, we can do that. We've got the answers at our end. It's just, I wish I'd known that this was on the agenda. I could have certainly put something together for you with LeVarne's
okay.
help.
Okay.
LeVarne, if it's okay with you, LeVarne, I think you and Selena and I can get together on a call tomorrow, have Selena draft something up for distribution to the board tomorrow evening.
Okay, that's great. I have meetings in the morning, but that sounds good.
Yeah, because I thought that LeVarne had talked with you before, but it's okay.
Selena and I talked. Selena was over for the pension audit, and she and I talked, and we went over the sheet that she had prepared, and we looked at the debits and the credits, but I didn't know you were, I didn't see the agenda, so I have stuff on my desk, but I don't have that on my desk. So, Selena and I did talk, and we went over the sheet, and we looked at the points, and I made the points at the Finance Committee meeting. So, but as Tony said, we will go forward and working with Selena and do that. I mean, that would be great.
All righty. So for the other members of the audit committee, do folks still have questions, or we have the information in writing? I hear somebody's okay.
Yeah,
I'll
that's
take,
Seth.
Okay, Seth, does anybody else want to ask a question?
Lisa?
5 minutes, and it's just about up. Okay, Seth and Lisa? And hopefully I won't get dropped again. Okay. Go ahead, Seth.
Okay. Let's see. I take it from what LeVarne or Arlene was saying that she has a preliminary spreadsheet. And so I have three requests. First, I'd like, if she can, to share that with the audit committee so that we have at least some of the numbers in writing. Because my understanding of the issue with the non-processing of installments was that corresponded to about $15,000 a month, which still makes for a relatively large discrepancy between the $700,000 and, say, $250,000. So that's one thing. The second thing is And this is sort of two and three together. Is it possible for management and the auditor, as part of their combined report, to either highlight on management's response to the audit deficiencies, or as a separate little list, to talk about the four or five things that they think are, in magnitude, the most serious places where WBAI is not following the national procedure? Because if they could also share that with members of the audit committee, and members of the audit committee from New York could sort of help educate management in a local and friendly way so that they would be even more receptive to instantiating the necessary changes as soon as possible. The whole purpose of this being to get the corrective measures at least started in the minds of management as early as possible so that we have a better chance of doing better on next year's audit.
Can I comment, Ms. LaVorn? May I comment?
Neo? Sure, LaVorn, go ahead. Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, what we've done is on the response to the audit communications letter that we have. I've updated it. We've had meetings. You know, we have set up the meetings with the business managers. So what we have are we have a performance report for that we
performance report for what?
The business managers that we have for the month of April, which I've sent out to the business managers to review. I don't really want to release that until they can review it and come back. So it shows the performance for the end of April. And we also had our meeting with the database managers and development directors. So to go over exactly what you're saying, Seth, those processes that must be done. So and information to get to them. So both these performance sheets are geared not only toward looking at our own and our performance, but also in terms of having the documentation so that when we go into the audit, we will know what has actually been done by station and where we need to concentrate a lot of foundation time to make these things correct, like you're saying with BAI. So we have outlined in our business in our database managers, you know, what the processes are, you know, the installments, the lapse members, you know, just during the fund drives, you know, daily putting in all the pledge cards, the emphasis on credit card pledges, doing direct mail drives. So we have those, you know, we know the points that can make us successful. And also in terms of meeting with the database managers on the upcoming election, the database managers, you know, the election timeline so that they can prepare the database for that. So all of those things that make us successful, and, you know, have the measurements that we've sent out, I can send those out to you in terms of, you know, the fulfillment rates by station. That, you know, those things, like you said, Seth, those things we have outlined, we have documented, and that's what we're looking at on a monthly basis. And, you know, we have to make us successful.
Has the IGM been copied on those?
The timeline for the election, we've sent that out. The other points, I'm still working those up to and I'm working closely with Terry at BAI.
The point is that, and I'll stop in a second. The point is that my impression is that the general manager of BAI is not getting clear and concise direction. And one reason may be because she's out of the loop.
Well, no, on the business managers, I did send out and I did copy all the general managers on the business managers' performance report for April. So all of the
that's great.
All of the general anything I would send to the any in terms of performance that I would send to any of the staff at the stations, I will always copy the general managers on it.
And I've also, this is Arlene. I've also been meeting with her and talking with her about the importance of her being on top of it and being involved.
That's Muriel. We're talking about Muriel, the IGM.
That's right. Ms. Tonya.
Right.
Okay. Next on the, thank you, Seth. Next on the stack is Lisa.
Right. Yeah, I just have to.
Can I interrupt a moment? I'm sorry. My phone is bleeping. I'm about to, my battery's going to go dead. It's going to take me about another 40 minutes to get home. As soon as I can get somewhere where I can get a hook in, I will call back.
Okay, because we're going to do a follow-up on the management letter and then the 990s after. So maybe by then, by the time you get back, we should be up to that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Lisa?
Okay, well, I just had to, express my exasperation at this process because I know that as a member of the WBAI local station board, we were not able to get budget information, you know, to even look at the budget before it went before the national board. We were not able to get answers to any of the questions that went out. There's a lot of static.
Is that speaking, please, to you?
It sounds like somebody's shuffling papers.
Somebody has to mute.
Okay.
Mute.
If you're not speaking.
Okay, well, I'll just be brief. But again, I just have to express my exasperation at this whole process because I know that we had difficulty getting answers about anything in terms of the budget or trying to work on a budget. You know, as the WBAI local station board and LeVon, you were the IGM at that time.
Well,
and we couldn't, I would, please let me finish. We could not get any answers to things. And then I hear the auditor also expressing frustration about not being able to get answers to things from WBAI. I mean, that's troublesome to me. And then I just have to say this other thing, because the way that this issue came up is after the audit report was presented, the final audit report was presented, and then people went public. I was one of the people that went public with the findings, and that showed such a large drop in income or listener-generated revenue and support at WBAI. And then these issues were raised, and I'm not saying that these might not be valid issues, but I would have hoped that, or I would have thought that it would have worked, that if the auditor showed these numbers and that this was a final report, that the management at WBAI would have said something, would have been more proactive with this and would have said, wait a minute, here's why there's a discrepancy with these figures, or not a discrepancy, but here's why these figures seem to show such a quite a difference between 2008 and 2009, as opposed to somebody going forward with it and then coming back with it. So I just have to say that. So.
Okay, well, the time is up for this particular item. Does anybody else want to say anything else?
Well, this is Bill. I'll be brief.
Okay, Bill.
Can I move to extend?
Okay.
For what? 10 minutes?
Okay.
Objection.
Somebody's really shuffling. Is there any objection to extending 10 minutes?
No.
Okay. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, well, I guess I'm also concerned, like Lisa is, I'm glad LeVorne said she'd updated the response to the audit committee. If you could send that to us, that would appreciate it. But I know,
right,
you know, even back in January, we knew of the items on the audit committee, I mean, on the management letter. And I guess what I'd really like to see is what the plan
one
is
second.
For addressing it.
One second. Whoever is shuffling, could you kindly and respectfully mute? Because we need to hear and do.
Is it star 6 to mute?
I don't know.
Okay, right. Hold on.
And it was, okay.
Oh no, it's going over the pitch.
I hear another conversation going on. Yes, it's star six. When Lisa comes back. Lisa?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was thinking.
Hello? Okay, yes. To mute, it's pound one to mute.
Okay, everybody, it's pound one to mute. Whoever's having the other conversation is pound one to mute.
And I'm about to mute myself.
Bill? Go ahead, Bill.
Okay. All right. I'm glad Lauren mentioned some of those things that we know about that have been a problem with installments and lapsed members and, you know, low fulfillment on credit card pledges and all that. But I still don't quite understand what the plan is for dealing with them. So if Lavorne and or Arlene could address those, I would appreciate it. If not tonight, at least, you know, give us an updated report in writing. That might be more helpful.
You going down to Monterey on Friday?
I think that's Tony Poe. I think he probably thought he was lost, but he actually isn't lost. Well, that will run right into number five, Bill, in terms of a follow-up. But
okay.
I sent to everybody what the responses were to the observations. So is there an updated version of that, Lavorne?
I'm sorry?
Is there an updated one to the management letter? Or it's the same one, you know, the one that you and Arlene did at our last meeting? Is that updated?
Yeah, I have a... Now, if I send this to PNB Audit Yahoo Groups, I'm not sure. Am I on there? Because if I send it...
No, send it to me, and I'll send it to the... Shuffling. Okay. Send it to me, please, Lavon. And I'll send it out.
Okay, let me just copy a couple of more people on here. And then...
Okay,
greetings all. Update on... Oh, so this isn't the management letter. This is the audit communications letter.
Well, the responses to the management letter. That's the next item to follow up on what the issues were.
Okay, but the detail information was not the management letter. It was the audit communications letter. The management letter was not the detail issues that were outlined and that we are supposed to be responding to. I mean, our management letter we respond to, but the overall things that I thought we were looking at as far as the audit committee were, like, trying to look at the detail also.
Okay. So send me what you have, and I'll send it to the committee. It might just be a matter of semantics.
That very well could be.
I guess what I was asking for is what the plan is for dealing with the problems, because I think we've known about the problems for quite some time. So
right.
If that's in there, it would be helpful.
I think this is what you're asking for. Let me just...
Okay. So are we ready to move on to the next item, folks, since Lisa and Bill touched on that? Could I get unanimous consent to move on? Okay, hearing no objection to that. Then let's go to... Now, Arlene?
Yes?
I haven't been calling on you because usually it's just CFO on the audit committee, but is there anything you want to add before we move on?
So far, we're pretty much on the same page, and so...
Okay.
So long as Laverne is covering it, there's no reason for me to duplicate it.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure... That if you felt the need to say anything, please just certainly let me know.
Thank you. I did speak up that one time earlier. I don't even remember now what it was, but you know.
That's fine.
That I'd been communicating with Muriel directly too.
Yeah. Okay.
I hope you all heard me say that, but I have been both meeting with in person with both Muriel and Indra, and also by phone.
Okay. I am looking for. Did you send it to me already, Lavar?
Yeah, I'm updating because there is a motion on in the PNB meeting on the business managers. Let me just update that. I think that was passed.
Okay.
Motion. Okay.
And while we're waiting for LaVon to update that.
Point of information?
Yes. Go ahead, Lisa.
I'm sorry, I had to step away a moment, but I heard a reference to a motion pertaining to the business managers that was passed.
I believe it was passed there in...
It was passed in Los Angeles.
Fine.
But what was the motion?
That the business managers would be... that their performance would be reviewed both by the station manager and by the CFO.
Okay.
Okay. An audit committee. Let me just do this right.
We have a Google Groups that I need to fix. Speaking of Google Groups, while LaVon is looking, Bill, I went in tonight to accept Seth, and it told me that I had to be a manager of the Google Groups. So, Bill, you and I need to talk maybe after.
Okay, I already did, but I'll make you manager. I thought you were, but okay.
No, when I tried to do it, it wouldn't allow me to accept him. But you did it for me, that's great.
We can talk after this one.
Yes. As long as it's done. Maybe, how many managers may we have?
I don't think there's a limit.
Okay. Is there a way to make Campbell and I managers since he is a secretary?
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
How are we doing, LaVarne?
I am attaching it right now as soon as I find the right file. Okay. Let's see if this is it.
Can't hear.
No, she's looking for it. I'm just giving her a chance to
attach.
Okay.
I think she's talking amongst herself.
Amongst herself.
Myself. Yeah, I think that might be it. Okay. I'm still talking. Go ahead with the meeting, please.
That's the next item up. We're waiting for you. Is Tony Pohl back?
Oh. Doesn't seem as though he is.
Tony's not back.
But the rustling of papers isn't back either.
In the meantime, Campbell, what action items do you have? I hate to be all over the place like this, but, yeah.
What action items do I have?
Yeah, in your minutes. We'll check it.
Well.
The first one I have here is that LaVon, Tony, and Selena are going to get together to discuss that revenue discrepancy and then send me an explanation. That's going to be done tomorrow.
That's okay. Number one.
And
let me get back.
You know what? Like, this is LaVon. You know, actually, Nia, I think you need to be on the call because the action item was given to the two of us, not just to me. So you probably need to be on the call. So when I get with Tony and Selena tomorrow, maybe you can be on the call also.
What time do you think that'll be?
I have no idea. We'll have to talk tomorrow.
Okay. I got the I got it from the barn, so.
Okay, and I'm going to send you.
Okay.
I'm going to hold off on sending the business managers until I get a couple of people to look at it.
Nia, you had asked if we could get a report by the end of the month. Tony Pohl had said yes, and
we'll have it tomorrow.
We'll have it tomorrow. Right, that they were going to get together with Celine and LaVon. Okay, so this will be done tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Point of information?
Go ahead, Lisa.
For the stream, who again is Selena?
Selena was the accountant on the job.
Okay, with... She works with Tony Pohl. Okay, right.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Is that S-C-L-E-N-A?
C-E-L-I-N-A.
C-E-L-I-N-A.
Yeah.
Okay. And, okay, so that's first action item. You wanted, I think Seth had asked about getting a preliminary spreadsheet so that he could understand better the non-processing of the installments of $15,000 a month.
Okay.
That would be from
Labarre. I'm sorry? Get a process? No, he didn't say anything about getting a sheet to explain the non-processing.
I thought that's what Seth had asked to explain, to help him with the understanding of why $15,000 a month was not processed.
Yeah, I can clarify.
I can't. I mean, that's nothing I can produce. And in fact, I just want to say that in terms of what the amount of installments were, that's been debated in terms of was it 5,000 or 15,000, you know, a month in terms of. But if you look at the receivables and you divide by the number of months, that's certainly a whole lot more than 15 a month. But
that was my point.
Exactly.
Just to clarify, this is Seth. Of the $700,000+ of discrepancy that has to be reconciled, there were a couple of items mentioned. One of them was this potential. It's proven this non-processing of installment payments, and I didn't think that quantitatively it approached even 50%. Of the $700,000 discrepancy. And so I wanted to know, not anything that you don't know, but I wanted to know the extent of your knowledge. In other words, Tony talked about the possibility that, let's see, you said that you had done some sort of an audit, and there were earlier receipts that hadn't proven out. Are there any other pockets or hats or buckets that you can put some of that $700,000 discrepancy in, and if possible, quantify it?
We can quantify, just overstated in terms of valuing, the prior process. If you look at the prior audits and you look at the number, you do a run rate from prior audits. So if I look at prior audits, let me just pull it out here in terms of what the receivables were. I just gave you what I had my analysis on. The prior year was the 723, and we were down to 68. So in terms of proving...
Levarne, we aren't looking at the same paperwork that you're...
I'm not looking at a paper either. I'm giving you numbers from what I know. I'm giving you the numbers from what I know. Because I told you I didn't have the information out because I wasn't away. I didn't get the agenda until late to pull those out and... I'm ready.
Uh-huh.
But the point is that I see your point, Seth, and that what Tony said was the issue is basically audit trail, that you have to prove that if you have a pledge, you have to be able to look at the pledge card, you have to look at when it was actually put into MEMSIS, and then from MEMSIS the sweep into the process that processed the credit cards, and then from there, from that credit card, when it's deposited in our bank account, you have to look at that actual pledge and show that deposit in our account, and that was not able to be done at WBAI. So that's why...
I understand, and all I'm asking for now is some written memorial of your understanding about that so that I can look at it more carefully.
Yes, that's what we'll do with Nia, Tony, Selena, and I. Hopefully we can get Nia on the call, too, because that's...
Sorry for the interruption.
Okay, no, that's fine.
Okay. Now, there's one other thing. I was working on the action items, and I believe that there's a second point that you raised, Seth, if I'm not incorrect on this. You had asked if it was possible for management and auditor to highlight the most serious places where BAI isn't following procedures. And then the New York management would be able to begin corrective measures as soon as possible. Did I get that down right? Hello?
This is Seth. You did get that down right, and there was further motivation for it, but yes.
Okay, and that would be an action item, I guess, that we're looking at from our auditor, Tony, and from the national office management, right?
It sounds like it would come from the same meeting in the very near future.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so let's get back on track. I just sent what LaVarne sent to us. Did everybody get that?
I will check.
Okay, now...
Management response to audit communication. So,
Now, if I can ask one point of information, Madam Chair, the audit letter that's or audit correspondence that's been referred to, is that the same thing? Are we talking about the same thing as the management letter that the auditor provided with the, with the audit?
Well, in looking at the quick glance, because I have to go side from side to side on my laptop, because as you guys know, I have to enlarge, it looks like what LaVarne has here, or she can speak for herself, these are answering the training questions. That's what it looks like to me. So this is part or one of the issues on the management letter. So what I'd like to do is to have LaVarne just... walk us through this.
Yeah, I think that's a little, I think that, you know, I'm really not prepared. And plus I actually have a meeting to go over the budget and the budget template tonight. So what I'd like to do is that this isn't just training. It goes from April through July. It talks about the meetings with managers, the whole thing about CASO and getting a copy of that to the National Office Finance Committee. It talks about the business managers meeting, database managers meetings, evaluations, and evaluating the staffing requirements. So there are like a number of issues here. And the ones that are highlighted are some of the things that we've already done or accomplished. Are the ones with little stars by them. Some of them are highlighted, some are not. So I would like you to just look at it and read it, and then maybe you can come up and ask questions. But I don't think I need to go over these multiple lines here.
Okay. A quick question. Now, if it was an attachment, it dropped off on what was forwarded to me just now. Looking at 920. Forwarded.
And
it's also it's a timeline for what you really have here, what I've put on this, because you've seen this information before. We have sent this out. Arlene sent this out like before the PNB meeting or the earlier PNB meeting. So what you have with this is your basic timeline to tackle all of these opportunities that we have.
Excuse me, LaVarne and Camber. Chandra is on my other line asking for the information. So, Camber, could you just chair while I give her the information, the call-in information? I'll be right back.
Oh, okay. Somehow, LaVarne, I didn't get the I don't know if anyone else missed it, but I didn't get the – was it an attachment that you had sent with yours? I got the forwarded email from Nia, but I didn't get an attachment on it.
Well, I'll send it to you. I can send it right here to you.
Did anybody else miss the attachment?
I didn't even receive anything yet.
I got it.
Oh, okay.
It was an Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah, I don't have anything attached on mine.
I'm forwarding this to Campbell as I speak. So anyone else?
Okay.
No.
Okay, I'm back.
It looks like Lisa didn't get it also.
I think my email is just
so
low.
I'll wait to see if she gets anything.
What?
I don't know what else to do. I can send it. But I could tell you, now, LeVar, you said the ones with the asterisks are the ones that you've completed?
Not so, me. We have the staff, or the people.
So May 13th, business manager conference call, engage in monthly meetings along with the business managers to review all concerns and year-to-date results, and then engage in daily, weekly, and monthly meetings with station staff to address status of ongoing projects. Station staff may include development directors, business managers, and other staff as required. So there was an asterisk on that. And then, is this an asterisk? Provide copies of COSO?
No, yeah, that was one of the issues. That was one of the actions that I believe that you had said the audit committee would do.
Okay. Remind me what the acronym COSO stands for, please.
Oh, we did that before. COSO stands for, if Donna must not be on the call today, but COSO stands for Committee on go to the next one. I have it here in my notes.
Okay. And what that says is provide training on COSO framework to all finance personnel by conference call and discuss implementation and strengthening of procedures.
That the audit committee could be. And COSO stands for Committee of Sponsoring Organizations of the Treadway Commission. It's a private sector organization dedicated to improving the quality of financial reporting through business ethics, effective internal controls, and corporate governance.
Okay. And there was an asterisk next to that one, right? Am I seeing correctly?
No, that's just a little tiny dot.
Okay, so that one is not completed yet, right? Okay, here's a double asterisk.
It's an audit committee action that you said that the audit committee would do.
And assess the Memphis and Great Plains skill level.
That's an audit committee action that you said the audit committee would do. So where are you on that?
Okay, I don't know how we could possibly do that.
You said that you on the last meeting. Oh, that's, you know what? I see this big consultant thing came up. It came up on my computer. You said that you would get, I think you guys as the audit committee would get a copy of that and send that out. That was, do you see, anyone, Camel, you have the notes, the minutes from the last meeting?
Not in front of me at the moment.
Yeah, that was an action from, I wrote that in there because that was an action for the audit committee. That's what you said that you would do. The audit committee would get a copy of that and, send it out and provide the training on the COSO framework. But we would once we got copies of that.
Well, we haven't done those minutes yet, but I don't see the audit committee is not supposed to do any training.
Well, if you send it, well, you can provide the copies. So once you provide the copies, I think that you said you're committed to doing training too. That's from the last audit committee meeting that I attended.
I don't remember Donna saying that. She was the one who brought it because the audit committee can't train. So,
I'm sorry?
The audit committee is not. We can't train staff. That's definitely a bylaw violation. We can't.
Oh, really?
We're not management. No.
Why?
No, we're not management.
If there's a person who has expertise on a process,
mm-hmm.
I'd have to look at the bylaws to see if that's the bylaws conflict is that no one on the finance committee can be on the audit committee. I don't recall a conflict statement if you have an expertise on
the California Corporations Code dictate, so we can't. Okay, let's
maybe Arlene could comment.
Bill, go ahead. I'm sorry, Ania.
Huh?
I said something. Let me step back.
This is Bill. I was just thinking maybe Arlene could comment on that.
I'm not sure if Quinn agreed to do it. I do know that we need to do it as of, you know, what Tony had sent in the audits, that needs to be distributed to all of the business managers, and we need to be sure that they understand what it says.
Okay.
So the hang-up is just to get copies of this COSO standards and guidelines or training manual or something like that?
No,
is
Seth.
That the issue?
No. This one, I just read it. I read everything that it says, and the audit committee cannot and should not do that. It says, provide training on COSO framework to all finance personnel by conference call and discuss implementation and strengthening of procedures. Number two, provide finance 101 training to the Pacifica National Board at the April board meeting and at subsequent board meetings as required. The COSO training should be part of the new board orientation in January. The last one, just bear with me here.
I'm sorry, Nia. We were talking about the COSO training. You're going on to something else. So where are we with the COSO training?
LaVarne? Okay, uh-huh. I will call on you when I need you to speak. I'm reading the caption that says provide copies of COSO to national staff. And under that, it says, that's what I was reading, and that's what it says to provide training. It says assess and determine training needs for all designated personnel in Memphis and Great Plains. Now, if I know Donna mentioned that, if her thing was to get you information about COSO, that's different. But the audit committee is not responsible for training staff. We should not be doing that. We will be called on the carpet for that. That's overstepping our purview. This is, we can't do it. That's management's job to train the staff, not the audit committee.
LaVarne, may I speak?
Yes, you may.
Okay. This is what was discussed in the last audit committee meeting. So if you want to say that you believe that it's against, I mean, I'd have to read that. But my position is that if there's someone on the audit committee who has expertise in a certain area and that can help us, I'd have to read the bylaws again.
I think it's moot. There's nobody on the audit committee who has that expertise.
Right? Yeah, there is. Donna Ward.
No, this is Lisa.
I got this from the last audit committee meeting that I was.
No.
So,
this
okay.
is Lisa for the staff. This is Lisa.
Let's come together. We will be okay, and we will work through this. This conversation is actually dilatory. The audit committee cannot train staff and is not supposed to train staff. That is it. That's final. That will not happen. So now that that is clear to everybody, then let's, I think we need to move on. The audit committee doesn't train anyone. Now, if somebody has, if you want to take a stack, then I will take a stack on this.
Madam,
ourselves and go around.
Madam Chair,
who do we have on stack?
Lisa.
Lisa. I'm not hearing anybody else clearly.
Seth.
Okay, I've got Lisa and Seth so far.
Campbell?
LaVarne.
Campbell?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I was just checking to see if Tony Paul is back. Yes? Who's that? Lean?
This is Chandra.
Oh, hi, Chandra. Okay.
I have a report. I can't stay on the call, but I have a training report.
A breaking report?
No, training.
A training report. Okay.
Yes.
So how many? Okay. Well, the two people on the stack, Chandra, there are two people on the stack, and it's up to your two committee colleagues if they want you to go ahead of them. So.
Go ahead of me.
Madam, I just want to say real quickly, if I may, because I think what people talked about, and this is what Chandra's about to speak to anyway, was they would look at training, not the did with themselves. That's what I remember, that they were looking at various people who might do training on various things. Okay,
bye.
That's it.
Okay, Chandra.
Okay. I can hear.
You've got a lot of echo with you, Chandra, on my phone.
Is that better?
Not
really.
Stay where you are.
I'm off my speakerphone. I'm
okay.
On a cell, but I'm off my speaker.
Okay, stay right there, and we'll listen attentively. Go ahead.